This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Matt Catrillo is over in the newsroom monitoring traffic. He doesn't see any slowdowns anywhere, just a little volume problem in Northumberland, but that's pretty normal for the start of the rush hour. Sunbury's Front Street's still okay, but we'll keep an eye on traffic. In the studio with us now, Victoria Rosenkranz is here. We've met her on a number of occasions talking about a number of topics. She's been up here talking about Northumberland County youth leadership. She's been here with the Sunbury Rotary Club, and I think we probably talked to you about something else. You've been back a couple times, but welcome back. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I do appreciate that. Let's see, there we go. I got to turn the right mic on. Okay, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
There you go. I had the wrong mic turned on here. You're running for Sunbury City Council, so please tell me about your city council campaign.
Well, I decided, after speaking with family and friends, and I thought, my knowledge of the city and the commitment to the community, that has helped me decide that running for the city council would be a natural extension of being involved and giving back to the community. And, you know, my platform sort of is most important is the citizens. And, you know, I really, on social media, citizens have a lot of good ideas. I would like to see them coming to council and presenting their ideas, because the council doesn't know them, what their ideas are if they're not coming and, speaking and having a voice. And if I was on council, I definitely would want to hear from them and try to get them answers to their questions. And I just think, empowering our citizens is important.
Well, Sunbury has a lot of citizens who go to council meetings, plus a lot of citizens watch the videotape that goes up.
Right, yeah, they do.
But you said something in your answer that maybe is the key to this, that you want council to listen to the citizens. Is that the key? You want is the listening portion. Anybody can go to council.
Right.
But if the council, you feel, doesn't listen, right, then that's the key.
And I'm at council meeting, every 2 weeks. And I have seen different citizens coming in, which is great, because it's usually an influx of the same people coming. Most recently it was, the other night, Pastor Mark Giddens was in, and he was advocating for chickens in Sunbury. And again, that was a social media thing. People were tagging me in it. And so I said, listen, you got to come with information, come with other ordinances from other cities, but listening. And council was very receptive. He came, he was very prepared. And that's the other thing. Come with some knowledge of what you're, coming and asking for, but also if you have information from other cities, boroughs, townships that are doing the same thing. I definitely see they were very receptive to it. They took the information, and I think there's been a shift, and they are listening to the citizens. And they said they would look into it, and they'll get him some answers. So,
and that's a change on council at this time. This idea of listening more.
Yeah, I think it's. I'm not saying they didn't listen before. I'm not saying that, but I do see a little more interaction, back and forth verbiage with citizens as they're asking questions or whatever. Sometimes it was, here's your 3 minutes, and we don't really need to respond, but they are, and that's important. And I think that was some frustration before. Well, I'm going to come and talk to you, but I'm not, getting any response back. So I think that's been a shift. So.
Victoria Rosenkranz hopes to get elected to Sunbury City Council. Next Tuesday is the primary. She's a Sunbury resident and a Democratic candidate for council, so we probably should be specific about that.
Correct.
What are the big issues in Sunbury?
Well, I think there's two big issues right now are police chief hiring versus more police officers. And I think it's important that we do have a chief at some point. Officer in charge Brad Hare right now has been doing a good job, and I think what we need, I would like to see, they did the staggering hiring of police officers because there were some budgetary issues. I think we're getting that straightened out. My understanding is there's only one more lawsuit out there. They were just barraged the past 2 years with lawsuits and money going out for those things. So I think right now, and I know they are going to be testing. That was in the newspaper the other day. So I think testing for more officers, maybe getting another officer or two on there before we're, you know, hiring that chief. I know the goal with that is they're accepting, and hopefully by August they'll be making those decisions. So I guess we have to look at, you know, does anyone apply and what's going on there. So
you talk about revitalization of Sunbury. What's your interest there?
I definitely, and I hear from the citizens, I'm out talking to people, that the downtown is definitely a hot topic. You know, as you talk, as I talk with the older generation, they reminisce back to the days where downtown was bustle, hustle and bustle, and I can even remember that in my childhood. So we definitely need to look at that downtown. And also speaking with current business owners downtown and having them involved as well, but, you know, getting SRI, the Chamber of Commerce. I know Jody spoke the other night about putting a strategic plan together, and I think all the powers to be need to come around, sit around the table, and let's figure out how we can make this happen. So that's very important. Citizens have a lot of great ideas. I have a whole list. I did a social media blast asking what would you like to see downtown. So they had a lot of different ideas. One thing I would like to see, and we got close to this, United Way, and on their teen council there, you know, getting a teen center downtown. I would like to see another teen center. I know we have the Refuge, and that's great, but I think we could have something else downtown for the teens. So that's going to be one of my goals in working, and hopefully we can make that happen. Milton has a wonderful program for teens up there, the Jungle, and I know they're working with the school district to do something within the school. So that's one of my goals I hope I could attain in the 4 years I'm on council.
All right. Other big issues, other improvements?
I think the big one is the Reagan Street underpass, and that's, thanks to Linda Schlegel-Culver and Senator Gordon. You know, that Reagan Street underpass, you know, it has been an issue as long as I can remember. And I think getting that, that the money's in to, get that repaired. And I know some citizens were upset about that because they feel some streets and things need to be done first. But what they need to remember is that's an emergency route to the hospital, you know. And when that is flooded, that's taking EMS out around that at Reagan Street, and which is delaying the care for our citizens that need to get to the hospital. So I think that's huge. Is it going to be a headache when they're working on it? Sure, because we're going to have to drive around it. But it's so important. And when it's done, I really think the citizens will be happy about that, because it's not, hopefully not going to flood anymore.
Well, we can't play in it, though, when
yeah,
it floods.
True.
And that's the downside. You know, kids will be disappointed.
Right.
I have a fond memory as a child 40 years ago riding my bicycle through the flooded underpass there, so you know that's always a
right.
good time.
Right.
But okay, so that would be good. Who's working on that? Explain what's happening there. You said that some solutions are underway. You mentioned Linda Schlegel-Culver. What else is happening there?
Well, I think at this point, you know, they'll wait for those dollars to come in. I know it'll probably, you know, be part of the Public Works and also the sewer authority and things, because they're going to have to look at piping and all of that stuff. And so I'm not sure when they're looking at that. Obviously, once that's in, and I also think that was also a CEDACOG helping with that as well. So that's very structured, and that's the other thing the citizens have to understand. I don't think they understand that when those dollars come in specifically for something, that's what it needs to be used for. It just can't be used to just fix other things. So
who are the people that are pulling for this city? Explain some of the advocates that you see on council or elsewhere. Name some names of folks that you'll be working even more with. I know you work with some of these folks already.
Right. Well, I definitely think everyone on council, you know, they're assigned to their specific detail and within the city of, and I think they're all, you know, Jim Eyster, Parks and Rec, I know Chris Reese is, you know, he's concerned with the, you know, all out there trying to make improvements. one of the, I mean, the other things I think that I would like to see from our citizens is also volunteering. And there's several things with the city that they could be volunteering with. And right now is New Year's Eve. City has taken that on from SRI, and they need volunteers to come out for that. And the other thing we're preparing for is our 250 Heart and Heritage anniversary of Sunbury, and it's called the Heart and Heritage Committee. They can go to the website, the city website, and they can, all the dates are listed on there, which I think is another great thing. City Council agenda is always on there, and all the information as far as meetings and where they meet are on the website. So I encourage people to come out and volunteer. I'm on both of those committees, so I've helped with New Year's Eve since it started. So.
All right. Well, those are big jobs that you've been doing. Mm-hmm. What about taxes? So some ideas that you and other people talk about can lead to higher taxes. Not all. Sometimes grant money is available for these, although you have to have a tight budget to, or you have to have some money allocated to match these funds in cases. What about taxes?
Well, I would probably say, like anyone else, I would hopefully we can stay within our budget and not have to raise those taxes. But again, if there are things that need to be repaired or taken care of in the city, sometimes that needs to occur. I'm not quite sure where they are with their budget at this time, or if that's a need here in the future. But for the good of the order, I'm going to say I hope we would not have to raise taxes. That would be my goal.
Well, that's a good pledge, because sometimes people say that I won't raise taxes, but the reality bites, you know.
Right, and I wouldn't say that I won't raise taxes, definitely. We need to look at it and what can we do. And I have been listening, at council over the past few years here, and I do see ways that they're trying to, even down to light bulbs, that they're trying to, save tax dollars by using the better quality of things. So, I can't say I wouldn't raise taxes, but
have you worked with the new leaders in town, Jody? And
That's exciting. I mean, I think Jody hit the ground running, and at council, I mean, I think Jody, her to-do list is pretty lengthy, and I think some of the things she's looking at, really looking at their policy, ordinances, things like that, and trying to clean some of that up, which is great. She has wonderful ideas, and it's great to have her, and also our new addition, which is Jolynn, the assistant city administrator. So I know they both are hit the ground running. And
all right. And how can people get more information about your campaign?
I do have a Facebook page, Rosencrans for Sunbury City Council. And also, if anybody, they can message me on there if they have any questions. I just put out there also, they can give me a call, 570-975-5951. Give me a call or text me, and I would gladly listen to your concerns, get you answers if I can. But that's the other thing, is that I will be available to the community, and definitely want to work with them and listen to them.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Victoria.
Thank you for having me.
Victoria Rosencrans, Rosencrans for City Council, and she spells her name wrong, Rosancrans.
Correct.
All right. Thank you so much.